Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brian McFadden, B-Mac, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. You get a chance to watch him on CBS, guys. Long time 92.9 The Game guy, and we appreciate the time, B-Mac. First of all, brother, I hope you're doing well. Hope the family's good. But see what you've done? You see what you and Patrick have done? You guys set the world on fire, man. If you're not familiar, guys, Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden, they do a podcast. It's called All Things Covered. They both play corner.
Get it?
Patrick Peterson's still a corner in the league. It's a great podcast. But this week, when Patrick Peterson said Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray, it set the world on fire because this is something we've heard, B. We've heard these rumors about Kyler Murray. But now, here's a guy that played with him. I saw your facial expression after he said it. Where are you at on this, and how much heat are you catching in regards to what your partner said?
Man, listen, man. Yes, you saw my face because I was surprised. It wasn't something that we script. We were just having a free-flowing conversation, and it was more directed to Cliff Kingsbury and would he become the scapegoat of the issues if things don't turn around for the better. And Pat P just said what he felt. And I applaud him for being real. I applaud him for being blunt. And, yes, we've received a lot of backlash for that back and forth. Many people feel like Pat P only said it to get clicks. Number one, if you know anything about Patrick Peterson, he's not that type of guy. Throughout his entire professional career and still going, he's never been a guy who's verbally said things that put attention to what he does on the football field. He's never been that guy. You know what I mean? But he respects the game so much that sometimes when things bother him, it's hard for him not to talk about those said issues. And in regards to Kyler Murray, where I stand on it, I don't know him personally. I don't know him, you know, outside of what he does for the Arizona Cardinals organization. The only thing I know about Kyler Murray is the same thing you guys know as fans of the game and watching him. But one thing I do know about Kyler Murray that I've never seen before, just based on the contractual requirements that they had in his contract, that told me that told all of us a lot about who he is as a player, because you guys have been covering the game for a long time. You've been around the game for a long time. I've never seen that associated with someone's contract, basically a stipulation requiring you to study X amount of hours of film to be able to get the money that you're supposed to receive. Now, they removed that, but that told us a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was out there. Once that toothpaste was out of the tube, people are going, what the hell is his, you know, his habits of his studying and his dedication to craft? Brian McFadden, B-Mac with us, former Seminole Super Bowl champion with the Steelers here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And as you said it, there were stories that came out before the contract got done about a lack of leadership and ego. It's kind of like the things that are coming out of Seattle after Russell Wilson left, and it's just things you never thought you'd see. The quarterback position is just assumed to be leadership and a guy who brings people together.
No question. And one thing I say about the quarterback position, like it or not, it's a leadership position. But you don't necessarily have to be the ultimate leader to be successful playing the quarterback position. But one thing you have to have the ability to do from your teammates is command respect. And the best way to be able to command respect is doing things the right way. That's why the position is held to a high regard, such a high regard. And that's why they get paid so much money, because they're required to do a lot. Yeah. And if you look at some of the things that we've seen from afar with Arizona and with Kyler Murray, cussing out the coach on public TV on a national stage, having issues on the sideline, we all see that. And it'd be one thing if you're a guy who's been experienced in the National Football League, you won championships, you get a little leeway. You know what I mean? That's the thing about Tom Brady. Tom Brady gets a little leeway when he cusses out his teammates because the man got six championships. Yeah. Even though a lot of people are very, very critical of that, but it's not the same if you don't have the successful baggage to be able to warrant those type of actions. And that's the thing that Pat talked about in his response today. Man, body language is something that a lot of people look at from fans, from current players. when we see you doing one thing, you're supposed to be the leader of our organization. That doesn't sit well. And that's something that Pat P basically said today in his response. And I think that's what warranted what he said a few nights ago during our podcast.
Our guest is Brian McFadden, guys. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion. You get a chance to watch him on CBS. He also does some work for us here on 92.9 The Game and does a terrific job. Were you surprised at the retort? Were you surprised that Kyler Murray came back and was like, this ain't true. You on some weird blank, Peterson. You got my number. If you were my real-life big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow. How did you feel about that?
I was kind of surprised in regards to him saying Pat only did this so his podcast can grow. If you know Pat P, you know he's not that type of individual. He's never been. You know, I've been knowing Pat his entire life. That's my blood. That's my cousin. He's never been that type of person that kind of boasts and brag about who he is as a player. And that's why I wanted to get him more involved in doing something that's media related so people can hear him talk more. Think about Pat's prime years in Arizona. He's never been a guy who's been on the front line giving media headlines to talk about. He's never been that individual. So, come on, Kyler, you know that's not who Pat P is. Number two, Pat said he doesn't have his number. He said, Pat was like, he telling me to reach out. Bro, I don't have your number. So Pat allegedly, you know, from what I've heard today, reached out to him, from got a number from another teammate. He haven't heard back from Kyler. So he texted him.
Hold on, B. He texted him today, has not heard back from Kyler Murray.
Yes, that's what I read from Minnesota. The media period today, they asked Pat about it, and Pat said, number one, I don't have his number. Number two, I was able to get his number. I think that's his number. I text. I haven't heard anything back from him.
Interesting. By the way, your boy does still hate that GM, man. He always has a poor comment about Steve Keim.
Now, in regards to Steve Keim, Pat don't like him at all. Pat do not like Steve Keim at all. That's I know that for sure. There's not any likeness going on between those two individuals. He doesn't like him at all, and he will tell you that, period.
Let's talk about some of the things going on around the NFL. Brian McFadden, our guest, guys. First of all, news just coming down. Bills put Von Miller on IR. He's going to be out for the next 4 weeks. So you're talking about making a playoff push. They have placed Von Miller on the injury reserve with that knee injury, and that is hours before tonight's right. Thursday night game with the Patriots.
Right.
So that's out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll say this. In regards to Von Miller, that's a huge loss. But remember, in the beginning of the season, when we were just being analytical about what we see and critical about different rosters, we all feel like the Buffalo Bills had the best roster in the National Football League,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, they should find a way to weather the storm without Von Miller until he gets back. You get A.J. Epineza back tonight. You get Gregory Russo back tonight. Two young guys with high potential. They got to show up. They got to show up, and offensively, you got to get more efficient play from Josh Allen. So that's a huge loss. But if this roster is as talented as we thought they would be coming into the year, they find a way to get it done.
Seems like you, if you were playing today, you'd be feasting. It seems like there's a lot of mediocre quarterback play in the league, even on teams that are on the cusp of the playoffs. Quarterbacks, they're barely getting through this year.
You said quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I think now what we're seeing is some of the elite-like guys that we were giving the crown to starting to come down just a little bit. I think with Josh Allen, clearly something is off in regards to health. That elbow, I don't think he's 100%. But yet and still, the expectations are still there. You know what I mean? So Josh Allen is still one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, but he's not the Josh Allen that he is when he's healthy. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. But I love it, man, because, you know, they make the game so easy for quarterbacks. You can't touch them. You can't breathe on them. You can't push them. You can't do anything. And they get all the money. You know what I mean? So I'm okay in seeing some average quarterback play because I'm a defensive guy. So kind of even at the playing field just a little bit.
Where's Odell Beckham going to end up, in your opinion?
Man, listen. If I'm OBJ, I go to a team that I know will be in the playoffs for sure. That's the first thing, because I don't think OBJ will be fully all the way in rhythm until January. Right? So if you're OBJ, you want to show that, yo, I can be a contributor, not just for this postseason run, but for next year as well. So if I'm OBJ, I don't want to go to a place that's cold. That's not the deal, especially with you coming off an ACL injury. You want to make sure your limbs, you're lubed up as best as possible. And if you do go someplace cold, go someplace that has a dome. You want to go to a place, like I said, most importantly, make a postseason run, maybe the Cowboys. I think for him, it would do it would do more for him off the football field if he go to Dallas. The best destination, I think, would probably go to a place like Buffalo, but it's outside. So I'd probably say he ends up in Dallas. I think just understanding what that can do for his career and knowing the extra positive curriculars that can come from him signing up with the Cowboys would probably be the best opportunity for him. And I do believe that's a playoff caliber team. You know what I mean? Of course, you want to go to the best quarterback, but the best quarterback is Josh Allen. He's outside.
Right.
In 10-degree weather.
I'm with you. And before we cut you loose, Brian McFadden, Proud Seven, I'll be remiss if I didn't say, you know what, brother? The Cheez-It Bowl and 10 wins sounds pretty damn good to me, man. It's a pretty good season.
So we going to the Cheez-It Bowl? That's official,
that's,
Mike?
That's one of them. Maybe there's three. That would be us against, it looks like, Texas potential. That'd be actually a pretty entertaining game.
Listen,
man.
Hey, Mike, I can tell you this much. I was waiting. I didn't want to jump in and take over the segment for you guys, but I was waiting for a Florida State question. Number one, I can't find any Miami Hurricane fans right now. Everyone is hiding. I can't find no Hurricane fan. And the few that I found, I'm tired of them making these excuses. Now, listen to me. Mario Cristobal, you're full of crap. This was no rebuild. You took over a team that won 8 games last year with a potential first-round quarterback from what everyone was saying how good he played last year. Coming into this year, he's supposed to be a guy who was supposed to be a first-rounder in Van Dyke.
Right.
How is this a rebuild? Stop that, Cristobal. Let's just keep it real. You're a great recruiter. You're a great salesman. You're horrible in developing players. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Hey.
Let's keep it real. They won 8 games last year and won 5 this year.
Right.
How's that a rebuild?
How, Sway? And again, there are no Miami Hurricane fans. You know that, Brian. They're back tinting windows right now.
I can't find any of them. The Gators, everybody is quiet. Everybody was supposed to be there.
I see how y'all work.
State champs.
hey, Carl.
Yeah.
My good uncle used to tell me all the time, ain't no fun when that rabbit got that gun. Pow. Boy, we got that gun right now, and we looking for him, too. We looking.
Oh, it's great, man. Hey, continued success. Brother, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Keep causing trouble and tell Patrick Peterson, calm down, man. He got everybody all up in a tizzy.
Hey, I can tell you this much, guys. If the Vikings mess around and get to the Super Bowl in Arizona, we might need extra security.
You're right about that. That's for real.
Right,
hey, the latest again. B-Mac just said that Peterson texted Kyler Murray, has not heard back from him, and he doesn't have a beef with him. He's just talking on his podcast. So appreciate you, B. Thank you so much, man. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Brian McFadden, guys. Check him out on CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.